It is my first visit to Afghanistan, and I'm delighted to be here. And the primary purpose of my visit was to familiarize myself with the activities of the UN in Afghanistan, with the partnership between UNAMA and the people and government of Afghanistan, in particular related to the election assistance, because I play a role back in headquarters at coordinating UN electoral assistance globally. But my impression is, first of all, that this is a strong partnership between the United Nations, the political mission, the agency's funds and programs, and the people and government of Afghanistan. And second, that the people working here in the United Nations family are truly committed to that partnership. I have been deeply impressed by what I've seen, deeply impressed by the commitment of the people of Afghanistan and of the United Nations to maintain this partnership for the long term.
There is some degree of anxiety among Afghans, because they're thinking, you know, international assistance will be spinning down at a time when the country is passing through a momentous time in its history. So where does Afghanistan fit on the world stage?
I think all eyes are on Afghanistan right now, because you have a very important election coming up. And people realize that you're going to be having a transition from one president to another, from one government to another, by the election process. I think this is an opportunity for the people and government of Afghanistan to send a signal internationally that will maintain the focus on the type of partnership that Afghanistan would like to see going forward. You're right that there is heavy competition for resources globally. There are lots of humanitarian needs, development needs around the world, and Afghanistan has received a very large share of the world's support over the years. But the fact that you're going to have a new government and a new president, I think, gives you a new opportunity to have conversations with donor states, with the United Nations, about the aspirations of the Afghanistan people, about the goals of the Afghanistan people, and about how the UN and others can help achieve those goals.
Going back to elections, this has been dubbed as a make or break event in Afghanistan. What would be your advice to get it right? And what are the main challenges that you see?
I had the opportunity to meet with the commissioners, the independent election commissioners in the Independent Elections Complaint Commission, to be able to talk about the question that you raise, to be able to hear their perspectives on the preparations for elections, and to be able to talk about the role that the UN is playing in supporting what's an Afghan process. This is an Afghan-led process. The voters of Afghanistan will be the ones that will be deciding who is the next president of Afghanistan. But in general, in elections in general, there are two issues that go hand in hand to build credibility for the elections. One is inclusion. Is there a sufficient level of inclusion by the voters so that the election results are seen as truly reflecting of the popular will? So the more people who can feel that their votes mattered, who were able to get to the polling stations were open, that plays into how the elections are perceived. And the second issue is the integrity of the system. Do the voters of Afghanistan feel that the systems being put in place now have sufficient integrity against fraud, against misuse, that, again, they will see the election results as credible?
How do you view the post-2014 UN involvement here? I mean, is it gradually going to disengage? That's what people have been asking.
Well, one of the messages that I've given on behalf of the Secretary General to everyone I've met, inside the UN family here or to the Afghanistan citizens I've had the honor to meet, I've given them the same message as the Secretary General, which is Ban Ki-moon is committed to a long-term partnership with the people of Afghanistan. The agencies, funds, and programs, all of these UN components are committed to a long-term partnership with the people and government of Afghanistan. You know, I can't predict today how the conversations between the new government and the United Nations and the new government and donor states will go. There may be evolution in the role that the United Nations plays, just as there's been evolution in the role the UN's played in the past up to the present. But in terms of will the UN remain a strong partner supporting the Afghanistan people achieve their goals, I'm convinced the answer is yes.
Finally, what are the major takeaways from Afghanistan?
In the United Nations, there's a very committed, hardworking staff that the work has deeply impressed me. That Afghanistan's people are very much focused on the elections. They realize what an opportunity these elections are to show the world that Afghanistan can have a democratic transition and that a new government will take place because of elections. That's a significant takeaway, is the commitment that the people who I've met have toward successful elections. This is a very brief visit. It's only a familiarization tour for me with the United Nations work, but I do go back to New York with a personal commitment to do what I can to maintain a strong partnership between the UN and the people of Afghanistan.